Hello there, and welcome to Spoken by Elswith. This is a somewhat short introduction to what the site's about, who I am, and how to use the files. First of all, for who I am, I identify as a mistress, the BDSM sort, not the other woman sort, and I've spent many years as a hypnotherapist, working with people to deal with their anxieties, fears, as well as goal setting and using affirmations to meet those goals. I had an actual office in an actual city, meeting with actual people. Obviously, I've decided to take a detour, and that's why I'm here now, and I'm doing erotic hypnosis. That brings us to our next point. All hypnosis is self-hypnosis. You are choosing to listen to these files. You're choosing to listen again and again, perhaps, and you're choosing which ones to listen to. As much as people want to believe that there is some secret mind control that can happen, the reality is it has to be something that you want. And you do want it. That's why you're here. So, how do you use these files? I have two types that you can listen to anywhere doing whatever. Maybe your walk to work, or if you're washing dishes, or just whatever. The affirmations, quite a few of them are erotic. Other ones are just vanilla. Listen to them, enjoy them, they're for you. The other is the voice in the background. This is a way to get my words from my lips to your ears and to keep you nicely filled up with me. The other ones that require a private spot, a safe spot where you can relax and really listen and focus, are the daily deepening files. These are so important. Just a couple of weeks of daily practice of one or two of these files is going to really make the other files come alive. Those include remaking you. This is where we add to or take away from things to you, turning you into that wonderful, wonderful man that you know you want to be. The other is the shared daydreams. These definitely require some privacy. You might be touching yourself. Lots of edging. They're fun. And then finally, the bedtime stories. Okay, sure. You could listen to the bedtime stories on the train or while you're mowing the grass, but seriously, they're bedtime stories. Listen to them in bed. They do have a bit of an ABDL nature for quite a few of them. They're probably bedtime stories you heard when you were a kid, but it's fun. And sometimes we need some fun, don't we? Finally, when it comes to these files, you will find that I'm definitely not a great pro and some master sound recording studio. It's really important that these are authentic, that you and I have a genuine connection. And that doesn't happen if I record the same file 50 times over to get it polished perfectly. It only happens if you hear the real me, and I'm connecting with the real you. So, you may hear some sounds in the background. You may hear a car going past. You may hear birds chirping. You might even hear my neighbor deciding to take out her bins. Whatever. In your life, you may hear somebody shutting a door. You may hear your dog barking. That's also fine. This is what you do. When you hear these sounds, you choose to not pay attention. You choose to focus on me, and you choose to go deeper. When you choose to ignore the distractions and you choose to focus on me, that's a wonderful, wonderful skill to have. So, that's what we do with the quirky background noises that show up. Finally, if you're one of those accent experts and you just think that you might know where I'm from, go ahead and contact me. Same thing goes true if you have an idea for a file that you want. I will warn you, there are some things I just won't do. I have a few hard limits of my own. But overall, I do think I'm a pretty open-minded person, so be brave, go for it. As for the accent thing, I moved to the UK about 4 years ago. I still get asked almost daily where I'm from, if I'm out and about, and then when it comes to when I go visit the States, when I'm over there, I get told I have a British accent, so good luck on figuring that one out. And finally, during these quirky times we have going on, it's currently early May, you may find that my content is a little bit slower to come up, but eventually, you know, life is going to go back to a new normal, and I'll have a new normal for recording and publishing. In the meantime, either check the site regularly and just see what's coming up. You can subscribe on YouTube to Spoken by Elswith on SoundCloud, or you can also subscribe to the website, to the blog. Every time I put up a new track, I'll also put a blog post there, so you'll know when it's there, what it's about, the purpose, if you need privacy for it, and so on. So again, I do want to hear from you. This is a two-way street. I want to hear which ones you love, which ones, not so much, which deepenings you love, how it's going for you, how often you practice, all these things. I promise you won't bore me. Go for it. And so now, go find something to listen to that's spoken by Elswith, and let's have some fun.